baby. Ladies and gentlemen, here's another rant from the young OG. I'm not going to sing to you. I'm feeling down and out my motherfucking self. But change, like Sam Cooke says, a change is going to come. And it's come. And I'm going to complain about it. I'm going to rant about it. I am from the era of the 90s. That's when I came of age. I'm from Boston. I came up in an age where when you went to the club, this is what it looked like, right? And I was sneaking in a little early, but I was in there. Thursday nights. Picture this. It's Thursday night, 1996, summertime. Nas album is out. Jay-Z's album is out. Bad Boy runs music. Terrell Calloway is the premier black promoter for Boston's black nightlife. He prints these business cards and say, two get in free before 11. Let me say that again, because I know that's foreign to y'all. Two free before 11. If you don't understand what I'm talking about, you need to get a young OG. Get your uncle, your aunt, your mother, your father, or OG. You know what I'm saying? Ask them to be your Rosetta Stone. Now, if you get the OGs, they're going to talk about, well, I used to go to Narcissus in the gallery in the nine. I ain't that old. Chill, chill, chill. I'm not that old. I'm Polyester's of Roxy on Thursday. And best believe if we had a free pass, we was in the parking lot by 10:30, pre-gaming. There was a dress code. We had hard bottom shoes on, real pants, slacks, no jeans, and a button-down shirt, no polo. We had silks, linens, and rayons. And we was in there. Right? So when you walk in the club, it's a different scene. It ain't junior high school where the women are on one side dancing in tribal circles like they trying out for Beyonce's homecoming Beehive. And I'm that's no snub at the Beehive. I don't want that smoke. But there wasn't dudes on the other side either just standing around with their drinks in their hand like wolves or vultures. We was actually mixing and mingling. We were actually dancing. And we would dance until our outfits. You could see the sweat through our outfits. Women was out there dancing their hair right off their head. If you wanted a phone number, you had a pen in your pocket and some paper. And if you came unprepared, then you went to the bar. You asked the bartender to borrow theirs. And you wrote the name and number on a napkin. And if you were smart and if you was blessed, some of us was blessed, you would write down a description of the woman you met because you didn't want to get it mixed up if you had three or four numbers, like I said. You know, not everybody had that problem. But you didn't want to confuse the fair-skinned honey with the short Halle Berry cut in the yellow dress with the brown-skinned honey in the red dress. So you wrote the description down. Thursday nights. You might have been at the Roxy. Shout out to the hair shows. Those were spectacular events. Friday night, you know where you was at. You was at Club Joy downtown. They got a theater there now. Saturday nights, you took the trip out to Randolph. You know what I'm saying? A little South Shore action. And you would be out in line. It didn't have to be summertime. We would be in line for a half hour, hour, if it was snowing outside. Say I'm lying. Say I'm lying. Sunday night, especially if it was a long weekend, you was in Saugus. G-Clef was spinning. You know what I'm saying? The underage crowd was popping at the BBC in the back where you had to wear the pants real tight because, you know, the bouncers were racially profiling you. And they didn't want you wearing the baggy pants. So you would hold your pants tight and hold them up high with the belt tight. And if you couldn't get in, the homies' rule was you had to sleep in the car. Get some action in the parking lot because we was not leaving. If you wanted to take a picture in the club, you stood in front of the same backdrop as everybody else and you paid your $5 for the Polaroid and you put it in the frame. And maybe you spent $2 extra on a rose so you could give the shorty you was dancing with for 5, 6, 7 songs in a row a rose for the end of the night. That's how we move. That's the cloth I'm cut from. Now, I know some of you young cats are cut from a similar cloth, but the fit is different. The fit is different because the movements that you have to get into are not the same. You know what I'm saying? The movements. Well, this is why I'm mad. One, y'all don't dance. Two, y'all got it easy. Like I said, we had to approach. You had to have the gift of gab. You had to be able to walk up, introduce yourself. She had to be feeling you on the spot and get your phone number. You didn't have time to slow game. You couldn't exchange a snap and see airbrush pictures and this digital representation this person put up. You didn't get no bio. You didn't get the swipe right and text message. We didn't even have cell phones yet. And if you did, you didn't have all day. You had free nights and weekends. There wasn't no text messages. You wasn't sending no pics. So you had to get it in where you fit it in. Now the game, they want you to stand in line. There'd be 10 people in line. They hold you out there for a half hour. The cover charge, $25. You want to sell me a $60 bottle for $350? And then people are taking pictures of themselves and video themselves in the club for people that ain't even in the club. Why you want to show them that even wanted to come out? You want to show them you're partying? What about the people in the club, yo? See what I'm saying? So where do I go to dance? Where do I go to hear music that I want to hear? Where can I get my two-step on? I know what y'all thinking. Y'all, you can go to Slades. I used to tease people about going to Slades because that's where all the old heads go. I go to Slades every now and then, but it's not upscale. It's not upscale like the other spots I was naming. I know I could go to Carver. You know what I mean? I can go over to Talbot Ave and get in over there. But that's a little, that's the OG crowd. That's not the young OG crowd. The young OG crowd, we out here looking for something. Where I'm supposed to go? The game's different. They exchanging snaps. They posting on the IG. People scared to go out in public. They scared to get caught on your on their phone creeping. You getting that text, where you at? You setting up your late night while you're still in the club. You can't hunt if you already got the meal at home. It's just a different time. And I don't like change. I don't like change unless it comes in fives and tens and twenties. I don't like change unless it's in my favor. I don't like change, you know, I don't even like change when you put $20 in a machine and it drop out them dollar coins, $13 coins. What am I supposed to do with that? Now I'm walking around like Scrooge McDuck or Benjamin Franklin with a gold-plated coins, like a gold bullion, like I knocked off somebody's piggy bank. It's a different time, and I miss the old days, and I'm mad about it. I ain't big mad, as they say. This ain't big mad, and I ain't hating how y'all move now, but it's different. That's not for me. That's my 7 minutes. I'm out of here.